to you all.
That was a pre-segment. Did you pre-segment all over?
You can't then fucking...
covered you all in my pre-seg.
You pre-segged and didn't even tell us. You just pumped right through it, and now you're onto the main.
You went for it with a pre-seg. Now you're fucking letting it on. Now you're telling us about it.
We're just covered in his pre-seg.
Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Oh, God.
Little Sammy's pre-seg. Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to the greatest show on Earth! It is the... hang on. Oh, sorry. Oh, this is embarrassing. I'm being told that this is not the greatest show on Earth. I'm really, really sorry. I apologize for misleading everybody. I've not set your expectations here. This is the Killer Rabbit podcast, unfortunately. It says on the auto cue... the greatest show in the world. They've obviously not cleared it from the last podcast that was in the Casa del Chase studio. It's me, Sam, and it's Adam Chase over there.
Hello. I was going to say some big claims coming out there.
I don't know what to say. I've misled everybody.
Clearly someone like Benson on the auto cue again.
Benson, what have you got to say for yourself?
I can't type. It definitely wasn't me on the auto cue. Anytime someone mentions auto cue, it just reminds me of that Bruce Almighty scene. And my tiny little nipples went to France. Steve Carell's breakthrough
proved we're not the greatest show in the world, but yeah, I apologize everybody by referencing a film from 2007.
It was 2004.
Why does that make us not the greatest?
Because the greatest podcast would have only referenced films from 2006.
So if we'd mentioned like Fast and Furious 2, Too Fast, Too Furious would have been okay. Oh no, that wouldn't have been 2006, would
it? I don't know when I don't know what happened in 2006.
Nothing really happened in 2006. There was a lull in 2006.
We were still like that, just that beat, that aftermath of the millennium, weren't we? It was just...
yeah, 6 years.
Why don't we have flying cars?
2006 still feels recent. Is that
done to me,
mean?
Mate? I was starting high school in 2006.
When I hear 2006, though, like anything post 2000 still feels recent. But that's like 18.
But then you
years
look at the year now, and it's 2024.
Yes, 2000 is 18 years ago, Sam. You're right.
No, 2006.
Okay.
2006. No, 2000. That was quick maths. Oh, 20. How many? 24 years ago. Yeah,
I can't even pretend to get it wrong.
No, it's being very silly.
Yeah, I think 2006, the third season of Lost was coming out, so by then there was no rules about what you did film or TV
show. Was that after
the
writer's
about.
Strike?
No, it was during. No, it was season 3 where they had the writer's strike, but that's what I mean. 2006, all the rules were broken then. You could start a film with no ending or a TV program.
How many writers' stroke have there been? There always seems to be a writer's stroke.
The writers are always
there was loads
struck.
There was loads back then. They were like, we're not going to write for you.
No, there's been that one and then this one.
We are
right,
strike.
Surely.
The main reason.
There's been loads. There was one during Breaking Bad Times.
Yeah, but that could have been 2006.
Because of the fly episode.
Oh, the third one.
Oh, don't tell me that was 2000. No, that's that. That's not.
No, that was 1998, that Breaking Bad.
No, stop it. Stop saying things. Stop saying things about dates.
Well, it finished in 2014, didn't it? So 2008 it would have started, so we weren't far off.
So that nearly finished 10 years ago. What is going on
finish,
with time? Can you just chill out?
It finished 10 years ago. In fact, it might have been the end of 2013.
Time,
I
sorry, can
you
just chill
tweet
out?
Last year.
Yeah, that is a good point.
What is going on?
Bernard's watch, Sam. It keeps going.
Fucking COVID nonsense was like 5 years ago. How was
four?
How was five?
That's why everything seems so long ago.
2019, it started COVID. Back
end of 2019, 2020, it was COVID year. So
no, 2019 when I was watching it on the news and going,
Look at them fucking dickheads. Fucking Italy.
March 2020 just looming in the distance.
it's like in January, it's like, it'd be fine. They've closed all the supermarkets, etc. in China, and they're having their food delivered to the end of the street. And yeah, that won't happen over here. We've got
they're all being welded into the houses.
If you remember, there were videos of them with the big steam things, like the steam power washers. Going round
steam
in vans, just sanitizing.
Just steaming everyone. Fucking get some steam, bro.
I'm going to wash you with steam.
I'm going to steam the
lockdown
fuck out you.
Like,
oh, God, it'd be so hot. You just get
seems
fucking
like
burned.
So long ago.
It does.
Wouldn't it be scalding if it's steam?
But this is the thing. Yeah, it seems like ages ago, but it seems like 5 minutes ago as well. My brain is just melting.
Oh, it's a weird thing.
COVID, which time
COVID is the brain
is
melting.
Dripping.
I don't think
fingers.
Anyone's going to be the same after that.
Just for the record, I wasn't laughing at people with the misfortune of getting COVID before us. I was kind of shitting myself a little bit and thinking it was going to go all zombie film, which it sort of did.
A little bit,
it did go a little bit zombie
when
film.
All the wildlife started coming back to the cities and that was like
and there was
zombie
there's the pictures of like the city centres that are all empty. And that was weird to see. But I remember you wanting to like go into lockdown before us, and then you got bored of it and was like, right, everyone come out of lockdown. We need to record podcasts. Yes. You just kind of fluttered between the what was in at the time.
We didn't.
No, you're absolutely wrong. That's when the podcast boom started, when people were at home and had nothing
better
to do.
Yeah, and then but we bailed because we were like, this fucking sucks.
we left the podcast game and everybody else
like,
came in.
And I can't be fun on a microphone.
And then we came back and we're like, can we get back in, please? Can we join the podcast party again? And everyone's like, no, get out. Yeah.
We left when it was booming because we're part of the anti-crew. We have to do the opposite.
Sorry,
we're
the cool kids.
We were podcasting before podcasting was podcasting.
We were podcasting from pod days.
Yeah, we were back in the days of Jesus Christ.
So 2024 years ago we started.
We interviewed Jesus.
Yeah, on the very first podcast.
He didn't say much.
He was such a dick.
It was the day after we were born.
Such a douchebag.
We should have really thought about that.
Do you want to watch me turn this fucking shit into wine? I was like, wait, no.
I was like, no, I don't want you. Please take the shit out of the room. Why have you brought shit in with you, Jesus? That's not cool.
Can I have 1,000 fish?
No, I'll give you 20. Oh, come on, Jim. We know you can do 1,000.
And I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident.
Stop getting all the fish.
Gave him all that gold. Could he multiply that? Just wouldn't do it, would he? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It's not
cool. His mum was not virgin.
How about you increase my penis size? How about you send me on a worldwide trip? No, you're just going to give us lots of fish. Yeah, I don't even like fish, Jesus. Not to be ungrateful, but... Can you not sort us out with some kind of like burger or a
pizza
or something?
Fish bread and wine is not
fish bread. Oh, the fish bread. That was the worst.
It's not a very nutritious meal though. Where are the greens? Like, we're all going
to
get fucking ill. It's not good. We can't live off of that. And you're giving it all at once. Like, the fish is going to go off. You know that, right? Like,
yeah, where are we supposed to keep them? Are you going to invent a fridge?
We didn't provide electricity and a refrigerator, did
he? Nice one, Jesus.
Fucking Jesus.
In fact, I think we're getting it wrong. We're getting the story confused. He fed 1,000 people with one fish. So actually, everybody got a morsel.
That's just fucking stingy then.
That's a toothpick with a tiny bit of fish on it. There you go, mate. There you go.
Funny you should mention toothpicks, Adam. It is actually really funny you should mention toothpicks because
it's
I need to
funny.
Do...
I don't think
it's well,
funny.
It's going to be. I need to... You know, as part of our duty is to share public service announcements and safety messages from the food health people, etc.
Yeah, we've always endeavoured to do
the food
that,
health
well,
people.
Well, the new one that's
those
come
people.
Up today...
The FHP,
The FHP have reported today, and it's very important, don't eat fried toothpicks.
Oh shit! Really?
That's
however,
what
am I not
baked,
meant to?
Baked toothpicks, broiled toothpicks, stewed toothpicks. Absolutely.
How much more specific
like
do you want to be? Don't eat fried toothpicks. There's been a TikTok trend where they've been fried toothpicks.
A TikTok toothpick trend.
Say that one when you're drunk. Now it's been happening in South Korea, and it's been an online viral sensation where they've been eating fried
toothpicks. I'm still behind. Why?
It turns
why
out, fried here's a question. Here's a question.
Jesus only gave them one fish, and they were like, "Well,
he gave them one fish and a toothpick," and they were like, "Well, I've got this left now, so what am I going to do with it? Get it fried, mate."
Here's a good question for you both. What are toothpicks made from?
Ah. Well, the toothpicks that they're frying teeth? Or the toothpicks that we would use?
The toothpicks in general. The general toothpick.
The toothpicks we would use, you'd either get like a wooden one, right, wouldn't you? Or you'd get a plastic one. Oh, I'm guessing the plastic ones aren't allowed anymore. They've gone the way of the old plastic straws.
Oh, they're made out of paper ones. Now. Toothpicks made out of paper, like the straw. And you're just trying to.
I've got a paper cut now.
Paper in your mouth. It's like not getting in the teeth at all.
Like, I've gone through 50 toothpicks.
Just got wet paper all in my mouth. It's horrible.
It turns out toothpicks are actually made from cornstarch or sweet potato. So the wooden toothpicks that you think are. Wooden, they're not actually wooden. Well, the South Korean Food Ministry, which is a subsection of the food health people.
So hang on, is this all toothpicks or is this Korean toothpicks?
No, toothpicks in general are made from cornstarch because they have to be saved.
Brand new information.
They have to be saved to put in your mouth, don't they?
Oh,
it has to be something edible.
It's like stickers on fruit.
It doesn't have to be something edible. Toothbrushes are not made of food.
Yes, they are. Do you not eat your toothbrush?
You don't lose bits of toothbrush in your
you
mouth.
You know when you get them little toothbrushes for dogs? Isn't that what you do with the human one as well? You just chomp
dental,
it.
Dental floss is not food. What are you talking about? It's got to be made of food if you put it in your mouth. What are you fucking talking
look,
about?
This is from the food health people, Sam.
No, this is nonsense.
Why are you
what
going
you're saying
against the food health people? You can't just sat there again. The food health people have got it wrong. Are you a food health people expert?
I'm not stupid enough to go against the FHP.
Do you go to food
health
people university?
I'm going against Benson. He's talking nonsense.
What is the point of the food health people? Is Sam, Mr. No PhD in food health safety at all, calls?
You don't have an FHP, do you? You're
I'm
not
calling
Sam,
your bullshit.
You're not Sam FHP.
No,
I'm getting this content directly from the food health people. How can you call me? How can you say that I'm providing bullshit when I'm reading it?
Because you said that if you put something in your mouth, it's got to be made of food, which is just insane. My teeth aren't made of food.
Well, why else would they make them from cornstarch?
Yeah,
did you? Sorry,
teeth?
Did you just?
Yeah,
did you just say your teeth aren't
you?
Made from?
How many teeth?
How many
do
teeth
you
do you put in your mouth?
In your mouth.
They're already
Thank
in
you,
there.
Adam.
No,
yeah,
you're
you
just
don't
suggesting
put them in there. You didn't. You didn't
you
go to the teeth shop and go right. These are my teeth now. Let me.
Well,
put
I did
them
actually.
In.
I did actually. But Benson is suggesting that if anything's in your mouth, it has to be food.
No, I didn't say anything.
That's the only
I said toothpicks. If they have
if
to
it
be
goes
food.
In your
toothpicks
mouth.
Have to be food because they go in your mouth. Is what I said.
This no. This is insane. This is blowing my mind. Toothpicks are wood and plastic, surely.
I'm going to have to report you to the food health people.
They are wood.
For defamation.
They are wood toothpicks, though.
But you're saying that toothpicks are made of food, and thus to clear food from your teeth, you need to use food.
No, the actual reason
is... that what
is,
you're saying? So is this what you're telling
me? Cornstarch toothpicks are environmentally friendly and biodegradable. They're often
but
on
this,
tables.
This sounds like
in,
a
this
a,
sounds like
a newfangled
South
thing.
Toothpicks, yeah.
It's very popular in Korea.
What anyway. Happened? No, wait. Hold up. Because now we've got toothpicks that are made out of something that's biodegradable. But didn't we have toothpicks that were made of wood?
Yeah, this
wood.
Is
what
all
happened
I'm getting
to what happened to that? Like we had wood toothpicks.
Well, you have to cut the wood down. You have to use wood to make a toothpick, I suppose.
What
the environmentally
are, what
friendly
are toothpicks
part.
Made from? Wooden toothpicks are cut from birch wood.
Wooden toothpicks. Well, so... the clue's in the fucking name, Sam.
But you suggested that toothpicks need to be made of food, and birch wood is not food.
Well, if you're going to deep fry
food,
them, the
if you're a beaver.
If you, they do need to be deep. If you're going
to
deep
it just
fry them,
it
they
just
need to
needs
be made
to be
from
food for something, Sam. It doesn't
what?
Have to be it, food for humans.
If
yeah, it doesn't have to be human sustenance.
People,
this is why it's the greatest
podcast,
show on earth.
You can just turn it off right now because we're just misleading you terribly today.
Look, okay.
I started off by saying it's the greatest show on earth, and Benson's now saying that all toothpicks are made of food, and anything that goes in your mouth has to be food.
We're now
you retracted your greatest show on earth comments, though, immediately. So
I'm waiting for him to retract this fucking toothpick nonsense.
Okay. I'm gonna clarify the public service announcement. If your toothpick is made from cornstarch, do not eat it. If it is made from plastic or wood, deep fry it, and it's safe to eat. No, no, I'm just if you've got a wooden one made from wood, surprisingly, you can eat it. That's not included from the food health people, chewy. Safety people.
If they're made from food, though, definitely don't eat them.
Don't eat the only ones eat made of food. Wood. So why have they said
only put things in your mouth that's not food? That's what we're getting from this, right, Sam? Why, Sam, just to clarify, that's the point you wanted.
Stick metal in your mouth.
Why have the food health people said not to eat toothpicks that are made of food?
Because they use food colouring.
Okay, yeah, but, I mean, so does a lot of stuff.
According to local media, an ingredient called sorbitol is used.
Food colouring is not allowed in food, Sam. Not food that people eat. God damn it.
So there's an ingredient called sorbitol that's used, and whilst it is harmless in small amounts, it can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and inflammation if overconsumed. That's why.
Right. Well, thanks for this.
But this far, you know,
I've just bought
this is a TikTok trend, and it has sparked warnings. From officials
from food.
Or healthcare
it's
professionals.
Made from fish.
They're called
fish. I've got these fish toothpicks.
They're called
picks. I've got 1,000 of them made from one fish. A guy called a.
I was
going to
start
John
my own fish
Joseph,
and chip restaurant and everything,
name.
And now I'm told I'm not allowed to fucking eat them.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this story, you know, I've just been reading. I wasn't even listening to this story, really goes off on a tangent. Right, the last two. Can I just read the last two paragraphs out? So it's talking about. You know, not eating them and healthcare professionals saying not eating them, blah, 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 blah.
Don't eat them.
Right, and bear in mind, this is about a Korean thing on TikTok. Right, the last two paragraphs. Nottinghamshire Fire and Rescue Services issued a warning
Nottinghamshire.
Fire and Rescue Service issued a warning about people using explosion filters to create videos in which their appliances appeared to be burst into flames.
I thought you were going to say explosion filters in their toothpicks.
Don't use explosives
as toothpicks.
This is
don't
exactly
stick a Roman candle
it.
In your mouth.
And then all of a sudden it's going on about a filter. So apparently firefighters have responded to calls where people have seen TikTok videos about thinking something's on fire and it turns out it's a filter on the phone. That's a story
that
in itself. That needs its own head title.
That happened with the Eiffel Tower. That happened with the Eiffel Tower,
Blackpool
didn't it?
Tower. Blackpool.
No, that
Blackpool
was...
Tower,
that was
yeah,
bit different.
Yeah, Blackpool Tower. No, that was like some building material, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
People thought it was a fire. And then it got on the news that Blackpool Tower's on fire.
The like, orange no, security
some
fences.
Some orange like, fucking...
The metal is
shit.
On fire.
The metal
sure?
tower's on fire.
Really
no.
sure?
I love the fact that you said the Eiffel Tower as well. Yeah. The second
I got
most famous landmark that's tower based.
Yeah, but there's less annoying people around it. So.
Blackpool versus Paris. I mean,
Blackpool
yeah.
any
they've
day.
Each, they've each
definitely
got their down
Blackpool.
Points.
Yeah, Blackpool's there might be toothless crackheads everywhere, but it's better than Paris.
Toothless crackheads. They do not need to use toothpicks of any description.
They use
no
their own teeth.
Ones, no food ones. Yeah, they do. They use teeth. Their teeth are made of food, though. So
they can put them back in their mouth.
They probably melt the toothpicks down. I'm just impressed that Sam said his teeth weren't food.
Your teeth aren't food. You don't eat your teeth. What if you're hungry?
But he was saying he puts teeth in it. He was saying he puts teeth
hungry,
in his mouth.
Do you not just pop one out and crunch it?
Oh, that sounds like a bad dream. Like, can imagine having a dream.
I don't
like
teeth talk. Teeth talk. I don't like
teeth talk. We can't make
that's
a sound bite.
One. Teeth talk. Yeah.
Oh dear. Right.
Dental
I've got
dialect.
For you.
He's trying to move the story on Benson.
I know.
Don't
that's why I'm holding him up.
Talk about teeth. Crunching them. Chewing them. Talk about what happens if your teeth were floppy and they got erect when you saw food.
It's no. Not going back to that.
Erection teeth.
I've got something for you. So remember a few episodes ago? Yeah, we played the silliest answer in the world from that Miss World contest where she talked about Africa and Iraq. And yeah, she didn't have a clue. She just completely mumbled some nonsense. And I tried to get Benson to give us a an answer that was more sort of cogent, made a bit more sense, and he couldn't do it either. Well,
it's a difficult question. It's really hard.
It is a difficult question, and I felt bad. I felt bad for singling out Miss... where was she from? South Carolina. That was her. I felt bad for singling her out. So I went online, and I found some silly answers from game shows and quiz shows from around the world.
Oh, wow.
When I say around the world, we're talking... England and America, of course.
Oh, so
two
much of
countries.
The world, man.
Yeah. Two of two the 52 countries.
South Africa and Iraq.
London.
Those are the only
Miami.
Countries. So we're going to start off with one that I've covered before, but we never actually played it out on the pod. We covered this back on an episode of Rabbiting On, and I can't remember why we started talking about it. But do you remember we talked about the turkey guy from Family Fortunes? So it's an old episode.
He got stuck on Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah, exactly. Turkey. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to start off by hearing him and hearing him giving his multiple turkey answers because it just tickles me a lot. And then there's some others from some other
spoiler
questions.
Alert.
And I'm gonna stop them and we'll see if you can guess what their answers were.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh God, I like that.
That's a good idea.
Should we see? I mean, it's a good idea. You're never going to guess them though.
We're going to be the most. So we got to think of the most ridiculous answers, not the obvious.
Maybe you can go for your own ridiculous
dragons.
We've got to try, aren't we?
Right. So here's Mr. Turkey Man. This was from Family Fortunes back in. I think it was probably the early 90s. This is the UK version of Family Feud here, and there is a bit of backstory to it as well because they go off at the end. They each answer the same questions and one goes off into a soundproof room while the other one answers and they've got to try and find the top answers for all the questions. Well, this guy overheard the answer turkey from the other member of the family and then he just got turkey in his head and he just dominated him. So we'll hear that first.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
Food often stuffed.
Turkey.
I love that guy, Mr. Turkey Man. Turkey.
Isn't the idea that you're meant to avoid the answer the other person says?
Yeah, but he heard.
Heard turkey and thought, "Oh, I know how to win this. I'm going to say the answer. I definitely know they've said."
Oh, it might have been he heard chicken and then thought, oh, I'll answer turkey for something. And then just went, turkey, taking a turkey to the beach. So the next one is from a show called The Joker's Wild. This is a US quiz show.
No.
You heard of this one before?
Have you heard this one? Have you seen this? No.
No? Okay. So let's hear the question and see what you might answer for this.
What classification of animals are dinosaurs?
Simple question enough, isn't it?
Whales.
What classification of animals
tiger.
Are dinosaurs? Just singular tiger. You're
tiger.
You're going for.
Country.
Tiger.
Whale.
I mean, you're
rabbit.
Pretty close. Now, if we just listen to the next bit before getting the answer, this woman's clearly very confident in her abilities, if you just listen.
Ooh, I know that.
She says, I know that.
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 I know that. Oh, I know that. So at this point, you're thinking... Yeah, she knows that.
No, she knows that.
However, I'm not sure she does.
Ooh, I know that. Let's see.
I'll have to call for your answer.
Plisticisterines.
Plisticisterines.
Oh, I was so close with Tiger. Plisticisterines.
I was going to say plisticisterines.
I know. I'm a bit embarrassed for both of you, really.
No, it was so obvious as well. We should have gone with the plisticisterines.
This sounds like part of that game show that I wanted to create. This sounds like exactly how it would go. I'm disappointed that you didn't say plisticisterines.
I love that she went, I know that.
I know that. I know that. Plisticisterines.
Plisticisterines.
I also like it that she started saying it. She started saying it, then stopped and is like, I need your answer.
Plisticisterines. She started spelling it.
Yeah, she just goes for a little spell.
What was that? Plisticisterines.
Definitely which, doesn't spell plisticisterines.
Which letter is EL?
Have you spelled that out, Sam? Please tell me you've spelled that out.
No, I haven't
spelled
it out.
What does it spell?
I don't know. Should we listen again? Should we find out what she's saying? Do you want to work it out?
Or yeah, go on. Let's work it out. Let's work it out.
Okay.
Well, one of the letters is EOW, and I don't know what that letter is.
PLEIOCETENESOUS.
PLEIO. PLEIO.
Yep.
Definitely not plister. I can't even say plister sister. Right. PLEIO.
PLEIOCETENESOUS.
CETENES.
PLEIOCETENES.
I think unfortunately this woman had a mental breakdown live on television.
Mini stroke.
Play it again. I might have it.
Yeah, do you want to hear it again? Let's go.
PLEIOCETENESOUS.
Okay, right. I've got it. I've got the full spelling. I've got to put it in the chat.
Plausenitus.
Let's have a look. Let's see what she's spelling out. PLEIOCETENESOUS.
Pliocetnesis.
So her answer was plistocysterines.
She spelled and what she spelled out. Pliocetnesis. Pliocetnesis.
I've decided, I'm making a group decision that that's the new word for re-adding the skin to something.
Have you been pliocetnesing?
A skin adder. I'm a plistocysterine.
I love me a good plistocysterine.
Shout out to Mr. Court, who got in touch, and yes. he suggested Derminator for somebody that re-adds
Derminator.
Like a dermis.
I'll
like
be back to re-add your skin.
Derminator.
I loved it. Right, so that's plistocysterine. It's a funny way of saying reptile. Anyway, next one is from Family Feud. So you can play along with this one. I want to hear your answers. So this is the American version of Family Fortunes.
With Steve Harvey.
This one is not with Steve Harvey. Or it might be. Let's find out.
Name something you feel before you buy it.
That's not Steve Harvey. Name something you feel before you buy it.
Penis.
Feel
your penis before buying it?
Your donkey.
Can I change my answer? I'm going to change my answer. Ice cream.
You feel ice cream before you... Just get your hand in there. this is definitely cold. And creamy.
I think the idea is that we're not meant to go for the logical answer, so ice cream definitely be the logical answer.
Yeah.
Well, no, the answer is...
Excited.
I get always where he's gone there. Feel my excited before
I get it. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what the it is in the question, but he feels excited before he buys it, whatever it. So basically, he feels excited before he buys anything, you know? Like,
that's just a nice way to live, isn't it?
What a good guy. So the next one is very, very concerning, actually. So as we've heard, every single one we've heard so far, there's been a lot of laughter, hasn't there, from the contestants, from the hosts, from the audience.
From Steve Harvey before he started hosting it.
Oh, plistocysterine. Oh, what a chip. This next one, there's no laughter after the answer.
Oh.
And you're about to find out why.
Oh, no.
In common law, the age of this signaling adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls. Tom?
What is the age of consent?
No.
Ooh. Oh, I've seen that one.
That's from Jeopardy, the American show.
Oh, God, awkward.
There's no laughter, is there? The host just goes, no, no. Not that.
Surprised that one even aired. I'm surprised they didn't just kind of arrest him right there.
Just take him out of the show. Just get rid of him.
I mean, that is Jeopardy, isn't it? That is...
That's double Jeopardy, that.
Triple Jeopardy.
The fact that he thinks it's a different age for boy and girl, and the fact that 12 is acceptable is very concerning.
It's very concerning.
Have you seen his face after, like, he realises what he said?
I just, is that how quick the host is with no? No.
No, goodbye.
What is the answer? What was the question? What's 14 for, it'd be the average age. What average age do you hit puberty?
Yeah, it's puberty, yeah. Rather than the, but he's fallen right into that nonce trap, hasn't he?
He fell into the nonceliser. The nonceliser got him.
Nonceliser 3000. Wee wee wee. Got a strong reading
that's
on this
all
one,
it
guys.
Is. They just put that. And they just slip that question in now and again just to make sure there's no nonce on the show.
Hang on, Sam. I need a couple of sound effects there. So do your alarm for the nonceliser.
Wee wee wee.
And then do the noise for when the police show up for the nonce.
and then when a bird of prey flies past,
I didn't hear anything.
You might not have heard it. The microphone definitely picked it up.
Is yours? You've got noise cancellation on your Zoom specifically set to cancel out the noise of birds of prey.
I can guarantee the main.
I have
microphone.
A real problem with birds of prey flying around when I'm recording, so I have to cut the bird of prey sound.
The noise handy reduction on Zoom has really got advanced, hasn't it? So you can set it specifically to cut out certain
for arid landscape
sounds,
sound effects.
What sounds would you like to get rid of? Oh, birds of prey, definitely.
Well, really
the noise of an air conditioner on setting 3.
A
what? A non-scologist?
Oncologist. Mm. Ornithologist. Yeah, if you want to.
Ornithologist.
Ornithologist. It'll be handy to have, bald eagle sound effect blockage. But the main microphone picked up. I'll do a third one just in case.
Why would it be useful for an ornithologist to not be able to hear the sounds of birds?
No, if the ornithologist was with the birds, speaking to other people, not with the birds, you don't want all the birds chirping.
What if he was doing
microphone.
A presentation about the birds? You don't want to record all the birds as well. What if he's
covered
in birds?
That's where it cuts them out.
What?
It cuts them out, so you just hear him talking. Or her.
All ornithologists to be covered in birds head to toe because they're friends with them. So they're all just going to be like,
like the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Exactly.
Yeah, ornithologist. That was Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan. Yeah. Oh, that's an episode name for you right there.
I've got another one here for you. Now, you've definitely heard this one, so I'm just going to let it play because I've sent you this before, but I couldn't do a thing on Funny Quiz Show Answers without.
Oh, my God. Is it Countdown?
So. No, no, no. It comes from Tipping Point, which is a show in the UK which has. Decided to go on the idea of those two penny push machines. And it's pretty notorious for bringing on the thickest people that the UK has to offer. This is a classic clip that I'm just going to let play in its entirety. No guessing on this one because I've definitely shared it with you before.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food.
I know he likes donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben.
Okay. Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well.
You'd have got
beer and donuts, yeah. Right up Homer Street.
No, two of them.
I'll just read this question again, you thick cunts.
Yeah, it's the little noise he makes where he knows how thick they're being and he just goes, because he's like, oh, you are
how
so
did
dumb.
I end up on this quiz show? Yeah, I could have had the chase.
That is one of my favourite quiz show moments of all time. But he's just got everything, because obviously he's picked up the wrong Homer, not the poet Homer. And he's got obviously the wrong end of the stick. And then when he said, Lindsay, you could have had a go. And she's like, yeah, I just said donuts as well.
Yeah, beer and donuts. Where did beer
what's
go into?
Homer's favourite food? That's all they heard. Not what did Homer say was the god's favourite food?
Oh, they didn't hear the start with in his epic poem. Because
Homer Simpson
often constructed some epic poems.
Have you never heard his slam poetry?
Right.
Slam.
Here we go. I love that one. If you get a chance to watch Tipping Point, well worth it. Because
it's not worth watching the program. It's worth watching that clip. But
just find a compilation of idiots on Tipping Point.
No, I've got about four or five examples of really dumb answers. For example, one that which I haven't included was what day does Christmas fall on every year? And the guy goes, Wednesday.
Of course he does.
What day does it fall on? Sunday.
Date.
Oh, date.
Benson. Benson.
I'm only winding up.
You better be.
Benson.
You know what? The other year, someone shared it on Facebook. Who do I think I am?
I was just going to call you a Plisticisterine. I just wanted to say that again.
I'm going
to
call you...
A Plisticisterine sounds like it wants tree fitty.
I'm going to call you an epic poem then. No, I don't know if it was last year or a few years ago, but someone shared on Facebook, how spooky is this? Halloween falls on a Friday this year. It's going to be Friday the 13th. And for like the first second, I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I soon realised what he was
only
doing.
Only if you write the date backwards.
Yeah. I was half gullible. I was gully.
Not bull.
Just the gully.
Right. I've got another one that you can play along with here. This is the Weakest Link. Do you remember the Weakest Link?
Goodbye.
I do.
Yeah, with the...
Anne Robinson.
Sour-faced Anne Robinson.
Oh, God, she was just a fucking bitch.
She's just an alcoholic.
She played that character well.
She had to go off, though, a lot, didn't she, to think of her comebacks? She had to stop.
Did she?
Yeah, apparently, right? She always used to go off and write her comebacks and then come back in.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
The magic of television, Sam.
Unbelievable. Pulling back the curtain here, live on the Killer Rabbit podcast. Here we go.
Christy, in UK geography, the road called Watling Street that now forms part of the A5 was originally built by which civilization?
The road was originally built by which civilization?
Well, I know the actual answer. The actual answer will be the Romans.
The Romans, of course.
But we're going for the illogical answer, so I'm going to say Brummies.
I'm going to say...
Brummies.
Yeah, it needs to be something stupid where it's not actually...
Dartford Council.
Mer people.
I don't even think you've gone silly enough.
Apes.
the ape civilization.
Just before the Bronze Age, there was the ape civilization.
Yeah,
famous
that's
for building
where the
Romans.
The Romans were taught to build roads by the apes.
David,
I mean, technically,
and
technically.
You're missing 60 million years of evolution there,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah. She's covering all bases. She's covering
whoa, 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 I mean, you could say single-cell bacteria.
Amoebas.
You could say amoebas built the roads, technically speaking.
You could say
fish built it.
You could say the
hydrogen.
A thousand of them.
The hydrogen
millions
atom,
of walking
carbon.
Fish.
Right, the last one then for you is we're going back to Family Feud, and this time it is Steve Harvey, you'll be pleased to know. And you might have heard this one before. It's a bit of a classic. I'll let you play along in case you haven't heard it, but here we go.
Name something that follows the word pork.
Is this Snoop Dogg answering this one?
No, this is a...
There's a really weird one where Snoop Dogg says it and he says horse. But
pork horse.
If he just says horse, like
what's pork horse?
Well, I'm
if
sure
he like the turkey guy, he just answers horse to everything. Name something he takes to the supermarket. Horse.
It's something like that. It might not be pork, but he definitely just says horse when it's not needed after. So the question was something that follows pork.
Follows the word pork. Yeah.
Turkey.
Pork turkey.
Pig.
Porky pig? I mean, that's an all right answer. Well,
that's
no,
Porky pig.
Yeah. So it'd have to be E-pig, which is kind of the way that this guy goes with it.
Uh-oh.
You pine.
You pine. That's a word. You pine.
Porcupine. Porcupine.
You pine is well known as... Is she shouting you asshole?
It sounds like you are sold. It was quite funny to listen to that episode as well because they are very American, very loud. You didn't really get that in the English version.
No, you didn't.
No, we're much more civilized people over here. After we did have the apes build the F5 for us.
We did. Yeah, and they did a cracking job, to be fair.
Yeah.
Still no road, no potholes. There was no cost-cutting exercises. You know, just a good old-fashioned, well-built road.
Is it like that old story of that ape that washed up on the northern shores in like the 1700s and they thought it was a French?
I don't know the story of this ape.
Ape that washed up from a shipwreck. Can't remember what town it was. It was northeast England, I think further north than us. Right. And then
Poor rip. Lands in Newcastle.
Monkey washed up on shore. They'd never seen a monkey before. They thought it was a Frenchman.
Oh, I have heard that.
Yeah. See? They thought it was a Frenchman.
So they knew that France existed, but they didn't know what people from France looked like.
Yeah, so when a monkey washed ashore, they thought that was a man from France.
Yeah, check this. Check this dude out, this Frenchman. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Fucking speaking weird language in there.
He was wearing a black and white stripy top.
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Black and white.
For French.
Blue and white. Black and white's a robber.
Oh, for mime. Are you going mime? I thought Frenchman, the blue and white stripes, the
red, white, and blue.
Onions around the neck.
Garlic. Yeah, baguette.
Yeah. A baguette and a beret.
And you That's
what a Frenchman looks like, right?
There we go. Right, there we go. So yeah, there's my silliest quiz answers. Ha-ha! And it's time for Little Sammy's segment. That wasn't Sammy's segment.
What?
I fooled you
all. That was a pre-segment. Did you pre-seg all over?
You can't then fucking...
Covered you all in my pre-seg
everywhere.
You pre-segged and didn't even tell us. You just pumped right through it, and now you're on to the main.
You went through it with a pre-seg, and now you're fucking letting it on. Now you're telling us about it.
We're just covered in his pre-seg.
Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Oh, God.
Little Sammy's pre-seg. Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Little Sammy's pre-seg.
Yeah, I've got a main segment now. We're on to the full fat seg after the diet seg. We're just there.
The sexual seg.
So today, as you're aware, today, I've completely screwed up dates, is the 13th of February.
The 17th.
The 13th of February.
The 14th.
As the 13th of February.
You are right. Today's the 13th. I see what you've done now. I get what you've done. At first I didn't. Right. But now
I get what he's done, but I'm just messing with him.
Okay. Well, I did have to check my calendar again. But so today is the 13th of February, if you are listening to this on release day, which is, of course, the day before commercial love exploitation day.
Yes.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's
commercial
the day before
love exploitation
that.
Day.
However, the 13th of February, as you all know, is the day after Charles Schulz died and the date of the last ever Peanuts comic being released.
Yeah, I do know that. That sucks.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
February the 13th, 2000, 24 years ago today, the last Peanuts comic. Yeah, we knew that, didn't we?
Charlie we knew Brown. That.
I miss him.
Absolutely. Snooch. And we love a bit of Peanuts. I'm sure there's nobody... that doesn't like Peanuts, right?
There's nothing about it you can't not like.
Yeah,
it's just peanuts, isn't it?
Good
just
shit.
A peanut.
I mean, some people don't like peanuts.
Well, people who are allergic to peanuts.
But they're not allergic to Snoopy, right? Surely.
No, they're not allergic to Snoopy.
They're not allergic to Snoopy. They're allergic to another kind of peanuts, just in case anybody was unaware. There are two kind of peanuts. There's the Snoopy and Charlie Brown kind.
Apparently you're not allowed to read Snoopy comics on planes.
Yeah, that's it. Some people do get them mixed up sometimes. But apparently it's the other ones that are the dangerous ones. It's not Snoopy. So that's okay.
So what
unless
I brought
you are
for you,
allergic to that one.
Yeah, unless I don't think that would suck. Then I've given out bad information and said that.
Not again. Are we right.
Somebody
safe, but what
people.
If it's not? What if someone's allergic to the Snoopy Charlie Brown peanuts? Oh no.
It's true. Somebody's going to be allergic, aren't they?
Consult your doctor before you read the peanuts or eat the peanuts.
Read responsibly.
Every time they buy a newspaper or comic book, they have to ask the vendor.
I would like to buy that comic, but I just need to go see my doctor.
Yeah. Is there any peanuts in this comic? I need to know. Some allergies.
Yeah, there's one Snoopy and Charlie Brown sketch.
Oh, I can't.
Keep it away. Oh, don't even open the magazine.
It's wafting. It's in the air particles.
There's a ghost. Oh, no.
So the remedy is Snoopy in my throat.
Someone was reading a magazine across the room and had died.
It's not your classic EpiPen. You actually have to eat proper peanuts to get over the allergy of the peanut allergy.
Yeah, someone has to funnel them into your throat.
If you've got double peanut allergy, you're fucked. Because you can't enjoy a peanutty snack whilst enjoying
I think if you've got a double peanut allergy and you eat some peanuts, then you have to be reading peanuts at the same time.
If that be the case, if you've got a double peanut allergy, the world is a very scary place and you should probably just kill yourself.
just fucking
there's going to be too many opportunities. You don't have to worry
about
it.
Don't give out that kind of advice. That's
right,
the third bit
just
of
like
bad
to,
advice.
I'd like to say on behalf of the public safety health food people, I can't remember what the name is, they do not condone suicide.
We're talking about a hypothetical person that has an allergy to a comic.
How do you know someone doesn't have an allergy to a comic?
Somebody allergic to a comic.
Nobody's allergic
there's
to
an allergy
comic.
For
him.
Well, how do you know?
I can't believe you just did the whole pull on your collar on your shirt. Like, oh, God, I'm just suggested that this hypothetical person that obviously doesn't exist should kill themselves.
Would you bet your life savings that nobody in the world has ever been allergic to a comic book?
Would I bet £13.28? Yes, I would. Absolutely.
You're on. We're going to research this. £13.28.
If you're allergic to Charles Schulz's peanut comic, please get in touch and tell us, and then I will owe Benson £13.28. Anyway, so there is reason to this, because we're going to do a fact hunt all about Snoopy. Play that theme.
Your skills sharp, or are they blunt? If you don't know the answer, just put up a front. We've got three little statements and one's a fact. It's a mini mystery waiting to be cracked. It's Fact Hunt. It's Fact Hunt. It's just a big fact hunt. So come on, hunt the facts today. You're a big fact hunt. You're a fact hunt.
Fact Hunt theme. Thank you to Tiff Miller for providing the Fact Hunt theme. Go check him out online. Search his many talents. He's a very cool guy.
We're going to do a Fact Hunt. Sister does makeup.
Yes, then he is the man to go to. So Snoopy facts. Here we go. Oh, it's a Fact Hunt. Sorry, I need to explain the rules. We haven't done it in so long. And
which way are we doing
kind
it?
Of, I was
are
kind
we
of messing with
or?
The format. Yeah, I know. I haven't explained the rules. So I'm going to give three statements. Statements three. Statements about Snoopy, two of which are bullshit, one of which is a fact, and you need to hunt that fact.
Specifically about Snoopy.
Fact hunt, specifically about Snoopy. Okay. And in this one, I'm pitting you two against each other, so you each give me your reasoning, if you have any.
I will find
and
the
find
fact.
That fact. Oh, some trash talk coming from Adam there. Benson. Lay it down on the line, make him cry.
I might not find the fact, but that's part of the game.
Oh, Jesus, like twisting
also,
the knife.
Also, I'm
going to
punch you in the teeth.
Oh, that's mean. I'm punch going to your, poke in you in your chompers. Eyes.
No, Stug, right,
you
come on too far.
You can't. I've got finger defenders.
He has
the
spectacles.
Glasses, that's true.
He is finger defender. You're not defending your fingers.
You should have gone to finger defender savers.
defending your eyes. They're defending your eyes, mate. Not your fingers.
Eye defenders from fingers.
You could call them finger stifles.
See, that doesn't make sense. Eye defenders as a term doesn't make sense. You're not going to get attacked by other eyes.
Yeah,
finger it defends you from fingers going in.
Poke protectors. Poke protector.
Poke protector.
Finger stiflers. I like finger stiflers.
Derminators.
Should have gone to finger
your
stiflers.
The advert's just someone on the floor clutching their eyes with blood pouring out. Should have gone to finger stiflers. Just a fucking dickhead just walks
see,
up.
We've already got the marketing side of it covered. Next business
oh,
idea.
Should have gone to finger stiflers.
Benson's eyesight is 20/20. It's just he doesn't want people putting fingers
I've got,
in his
I've
eyes.
Got an irrational
he's
fear
got his,
of fingers
he's
being...
He's got his
fingers
he lives in an area of high finger attacks.
It's a serious
phobia,
guys.
The glasses have no sort of magnification properties at all. They're just
Is that what you think
it's
glasses
actually
do?
Actually bulletproof glass, but it's just perfect. It's got no fucking bend. It's just bulletproof.
Do you think glasses magnify things, Sam, so everything seems massive to me?
It's like...
You don't think it corrects focus?
No, they don't just make things normal. They magnify it. You just get a really tight field of vision.
I mean, it's pretty embarrassing for you that even through my glasses, you're still very small. It's amazing for seeing
everything's
like bugs.
Just massive. It's like looking through a fisheye lens. Everything's just huge.
Up until now, Sam thought that glasses just magnified stuff. That is insane.
Sam, that's one hell of a thing.
I mean, I can see.
It's like constantly wearing binoculars. Like, why would you need binoculars? Imagine.
I don't need binoculars. Everything's massive. I can see the fucking.
I don't need binoculars. I can just put my glasses on. Why would binoculars be so big if you could just put a pair of glasses on?
Right, these statements.
Oh yeah, it's a facts hunt, isn't it? I think we found one fact. Glasses don't magnify things, Sam.
Sorry, finger stiflers. Can we use the correct terminology?
Finger stiflers have no magnetic magnificence.
They're not finger stifling binoculars.
Magnification.
Although binoculars can also be used as finger stiflers.
If you kept the binoculars, yeah, well, that's it. That's where the glasses came from. Binoculars were the original design, but they were too heavy to hold around all the time. So they went, right, how about we put finger stiflers on some arms and then put them around your ears? It was genius. Mr. Vision Express. That was
my
his full
hurts.
Name.
Right. Statements. Right. Oh, jeez. Right. I can't believe I said that. That's funny.
You're so pleased with yourself.
I'm not pleased with myself. I'm embarrassed, but it's funny. Right. Statement number one. Oh. Snoopy and NASA have strong links. Snooper.
You need some magnifying finger bashers, dude.
I need some magnifying finger stiflers to read. Snoopy and NASA have strong links. Snoopy is their official safety mascot, and every year astronauts give out the Silver Snoopy Award to deserving employees. Statement 2. Snoopy was inspired by Charlie Chaplin. Schultz was fascinated by how a main character could emote so much silently. And number 3, statement 3, National Snoopy Day in Japan sees people dress as Peanuts characters at schools and in offices as they indulge in Snoopy's favourite root beer and ice cream sundaes. Those are your statements 3, statements thrice. I'm going to come to Adam first. Biggity, biggity, break it down.
Break it down. Okay.
Oh, that is old school, man.
Statement 1 was the NASA one.
Yeah.
Statement 2...
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. So it is very Charlie Chaplin-esque because it is just silent with music, but that was the anime.
Silent
one,
with
right?
music isn't silent.
Yeah, but Charlie Chaplin was a silent film, but it had music, didn't it? So it's classed as a silent movie.
This was more the... Because Snoopy doesn't speak in the comics either.
He doesn't, that's correct. And Charlie Brown and that do, but in the animated series, they didn't really... Did they? They just kind of. It was all bubbles, I think, as well. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. That's a possibility. That one. And then the final one was Snoopy in Japan. Snoopy Day in Japan.
Snoopy Day in Japan.
I don't think Japan would have a Snoopy Day. They have. I know they love all small animated animal creatures. But
they're not small if you put finger. Deflectors on.
Finger stiflers!
If you wear finger stiflers a lot, Snoopy is quite big. Maybe that's where Godzilla comes from.
It's like Clifford the Big Red Dog once you put the finger stiflers on.
Allow me to put on my reading finger stiflers just a second.
Oh my god! No, I don't know about that one. I'm not sure. I'm tempted to go number one, I reckon. I reckon Snoopy and NASA because I recognise Snoopy on the moon. Where do I recognise that from? With his little doghouse. I'm going to go Snoopy and NASA.
Snoopy and NASA. Okay, Benson, over to you. Briggity, 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 briggity.
We see Adam was like teetering to the other two and then fully U-turned at the end and went for number one. But straight as you said it, it seemed familiar to me. And I can't picture it exactly. But I also think you would put a NASA one in there, knowing that I didn't know much about Snoopy, and go straight for, we'll put some.
How would I know that you didn't know anything about Snoopy?
Because you always quiz him on his Snoopy knowledge.
I've never asked you anything about Snoopy.
I've never spoken about
Snoopy.
You
always talk about Snoopy.
You have never spoken about Snoopy, and you do speak about everything that you know about quite a bit.
Which isn't, it doesn't take much. But
no, no, we cover it all in an afternoon, and that's that.
Once a week, just to check if there's any new subjects. Just tick them off.
I reckon, knows,
yep.
There is some weird badges that you can collect whilst working for NASA, and I imagine the silver Snoopy would be one of them. But then what's a gold Snoopy? Because for it to be a silver one, you need the other two. You need the bronze and the gold. And just for the matter of, because there's nothing on the line here and I don't care enough, I'm going to go for option
everything
two.
On the line.
I'm going to go for
everything
step.
On the line.
Everything on the line.
If you don't get it right, I'm having your collection of finger stiflers. That's
ooh,
what's on the line.
All your finger stiflers are on the line.
Taking that into consideration, I'm still not overly fussed. And I'm going to say, what was the second statement?
You had Charlie Chaplin and Snoopy Day in Japan.
When did the comics come out?
1950.
That's quite a bit after Charlie Chaplin, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not that far after. Cause he was, no, he was still doing films in world, during World War II, weren't he? So,
well, 50's a bit after World War II.
Well, five it's years. Only five years.
It's a bit after. That's what I said.
Yeah, but 5 years ago, something from 5 years ago could
influence something in 5 years.
Influence
time.
Something from now. Yeah, yeah, that's where my mind's going. And that, now that the finger stifles are on the line, it is serious. I do think it's one, but I'm going to say two.
You can say one if you want.
No,
it's
I don't
okay.
want to. I've said what I said.
He doesn't want to. He said he didn't want to, Sam. All right.
You can go for the same one. It's okay. You could doubly dupe me. Who knows?
He wants us to go for the wrong one, doesn't he? I've got it wrong. That's why.
Right. I'm going for number two. I'll number be back two. in a...
You said I was going old school with my break it down. I'm going to ask you both to make a locking noise to confirm
okay,
your
right.
answers.
So I'm
Adam,
going...
could you?
Number one, locking it in.
Ooh, that's officially locked. Benson?
I'm going to go for number two. Ping.
That's a shit lock. It's like
it was an
air
lock.
One.
It was an air lock.
All right. Ooh, okay, that's pretty tight.
That's pretty tight.
So Adam's gone number one. Benson's gone number two. So it makes perfect sense to start on number three then, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
So
let's
the Japanese,
hear about how Japan celebrate.
This is the true one. This
the
is it.
Japanese absolutely love Snoopy. The Snoopy Museum is in Tokyo.
Oh,
however,
really?
There's no Snoopy Day. There is a Good Grief Day, a World Good Grief Day.
Good grief, that sounds tremendous.
But yeah, no Snoopy Day in Japan. Although there is a Peanuts Museum in Tokyo.
Yeah, they're not like the Americans who have a national day for everything.
They probably are.
Do you go to a Japanese person and say you're like an American, see what happens?
Oh, I won't do that. And if you do, make sure you got your finger stifled on, because
you
are going to get poked in your motherfucking arm.
The man's getting fingered big term.
So, number one then, Snoopy and NASA have strong links. Snoopy is their official safety mascot, and every year astronauts give out the Silver Snoopy Award to deserving employees. Now, Benson, I always ask you to break it down, and Benson was very, very clever here, saying that the Silver Snoopy Award sort of points to the existence of a Bronze Snoopy Award and a Gold Snoopy Award. So that was excellent powers of deduction. Well done, Benson.
Here we go.
But you are wrong. Snoopy and NASA do have very strong links. He is their official safety mascot, and astronauts do get a Silver Snoopy Award if they've been good.
Hang on. You said the astronauts hand out the Silver Snoopy Award to employees.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, they do. They give it to like the canteen lady.
So if the astronauts being good...
Your sloppy jaws have been banging this year.
I've been eating them for 6 months up there. Love them. He has a Snoopy.
Can I have a gold Snoopy?
If the astronauts good, they get to hand it out to
the
employees.
Yeah, so the astronauts give out the Silver Snoopy Award to deserving employees.
Snoopy,
which is cool.
Like
Snoopy, not inspired by Charlie Chaplin, as far as I'm aware. Probably should have Googled that to make sure I hadn't just made up an actual fact. But yeah,
can't make up a fact, Sam.
That was our statements three on Snoopy, and our winner is Adam C. Well done, Adam. Congratulations. Round of applause to you.
Yay, Benson, I'm the best. Benson's although
you I tried to get you to go number one, though. I was happy for you both
you
to
did,
win.
But I needed a number two, sir. So.
Yay.
He
was just thinking about the two.
There we go. Right, and it's time for Little Sammy's post segment.
Oh, he's got post seg clarity. Post seg clarity. Oh, no. What have we done? In 9 months, we're going to have an unwanted episode be born. And then it's going to grow up in the foster system of unwanted podcasts.
We'll throw it in the trash.
dumpster episode.
Yeah. Yes, it's cool. We've come to the end. I can't do verbs. We've come to the end of another episode.
That was clever what you did there, because you mispronounced words.
Yeah,
I'm going to carry on talking over you, Sam. I'll carry on talking
until the end of another episode of Benson talking over Sam with his finger stiflers. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. I have felt that I've been letting the team down recently with my lack of segments, so I brought two this week. Pre-seg, a seg-seg, and a post-seg. That's three. Three, sir.
Pre-seg, post-seg, and then post-seg.
This is your post-seg.
This is horrible.
Outro.
Light your cigarettes, people. You know.
Thanks for listening. Back. I've enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed it, Benson?
Was it good for you too?
Have you enjoyed it, Adam?
Yeah, it was good for me. I've had better.
Have you enjoyed it, dear listener? Oh, why? Oh, well, fuck you then. Turn it off and never come back. I hate you. I don't really. I love you very much. Thanks for
listening.
They've
already turned it off at this point.
they turned it off well before I
addressed
them. They
just lost all our listeners again.
They probably turned it off at the point, Pat, when I started shouting, pre-seg.
No, that's where people tuned in. You're like, ooh, there's pre-seg chat in here. Right, so we've come to the end of an episode. Come find us online. Come give us ideas for stories. Send us news articles. Send us ideas for quizzes, for games. Any suggestions, any topics, any advice you'd like to give us. We haven't done the agony
give us advice. No. We don't want their bullshit. We're not going to give advice. We want them to just give us random bits of advice. Any advice you want, just give us the advice, please.
Yes, this just sounds like it's going to be those motivational quote posters.
I don't want motivationals. I want advice. I want solid advice, tidbits.
Adam, life the hacks. First step to success doesn't have to be a leap. Just remember that.
I remember.
It's the end of the episode. Come find us online at Killer Rabbit Pod. You'll find us on Twitter. I refuse to call it that letter. Come find us on the Book of Face. Come find us on Insta shit. And find us on the tockety tickety tock tock tick tock tickety tock tock tick tock tick. And yeah, that's about it from us. Email us as well if you want at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com. Come say hello. Come find us. Follow us. Like, share, subscribe. Give us reviews. All of that stuff. It really helps us. And above all, tell people about it. Go and find Graham from The Butchers and say, "Oi, Graham from The Butchers. Is Graham one of my names? Is Graham one of my overused names?"
Yeah. Is it? Graham's part of that bunch.
It's part of the
Little Timmy. Little Timmy and Graham. In fact, it's just them two.
That is it. It's just those two. So, yeah, you've used it again.
In this imaginary scenario, Graham is the
Oh, so
local
now you're
butcher.
Justifying your use of Graham as a butcher.
Well,
it could have been Billy. It could have been Bob.
Butcher.
It could have been Tony.
No,
it could have been Tom. It could have been James.
Billy.
It could have been John.
Adam,
it could have been Gary.
These are all the names.
So many other
names. You're struggling with the names as well.
I can keep going if
you want. No butcher has ever been called Billy. If you're a butcher, call Billy.
Billy the Butcher.
Billy
the Butcher. Billy the
Butcher sounds like a murderer. Sounds like a cowboy. Yeah.
Billy the Butcher's a serial killer. He's not an animal butcher. He's a human butcher. But he's still a butcher.
But he's still a butcher by trade.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want to fuck with him, though. Yeah, don't approach Billy the Butcher. Approach Graham the Butcher and say, "Hey, Graham, Thanks for those steaks. They were delicious. And while we're at it, can I just tell you about a podcast I really enjoy? It's called The Killer Rabbit Podcast. And do you know what? It's the greatest show in the world. We've come full circle.
Oh,
it is the greatest show in the world. You thought I was lying,
circle.
And I'm not.
Big fucking circle jerk. This entire episode.
Pre-seg, and post-seg clarity. And we've come full circle.
I hope you've all enjoyed the circle jerk, and you've all had your own good jerk.
And now you've got seg everywhere.
All the seg.
Seg
on
my face.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I've been Sam.
I've been Benson.
And I've been Adam.
Until next time, we bid you adieu.
Bye.